Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the greatest issue confronting the country at the moment, and certainly it's going to be a huge issue in the election, is the coronavirus. Of course it is. You have approaching now 180,000 Americans dead. It is a very, very big deal. But does the coronavirus show a deeper problem with our entire healthcare system? And will the two candidates, or either of them, talk meaningfully about some kind of healthcare reform? Most people, the overwhelming majority of Americans, believe that we need some improvement in our healthcare system. The fact that we are not the leading nation in the world, as we should be, in terms of the statistics on the virus, does reflect the idea of needed reform. We'll talk about that with a retired physician who has written a very valuable book, actually, simplifying the issue of healthcare reform. That coming up this hour on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, the Republican convention was launched last night. Criticism of the convention, it basically falls along two lines. And there isn't really that much you can say against it because it was very, very effective. And even Democrats are conceding that. And even liberal critics are conceding that it was an effective night for President Trump and his campaign. However, what people are waiting for, and when I say people, I mean people in the press, and I think a lot of American voters, is some clear indication of what Trump's priorities and what his agenda would be for a second term. There was some of that from Joe Biden. I mean, we hear all about his plans for raising taxes and increasing spending, maybe trying to cut back on this deficit for dealing with the coronavirus crisis and climate change and much, much more. Okay, President Trump? We will see. But last night, the other claim, at least, was that this was a convention aimed at the Republican base. It was not aimed at persuading people. Actually, I don't think that criticism is right. I think some of the speeches, particularly later in the evening, after the opening of the convention, some of those speeches were directly aimed at trying to go after that 10 to 15% of Americans who may not have finally made up their mind. Most people have made up their mind. They know how they're going to vote. But for people who haven't made up their mind, I think that some of the comments made by Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, the former UN ambassador, and particularly by Senator Tim Scott, the outstanding Republican senator from South Carolina, those comments are going to resonate and they're going to have some impact because Tim Scott spoke so reasonably. And of course, he comes from a background of living the American dream, which he described dramatically. Tim Scott spoke, for instance, about Joe Biden's record, and he could speak about Joe Biden's record in a way that only a black Republican senator could listen.
And it is critical to paint a full picture of the records of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he wasn't truly black. Joe Biden said black people are a monolithic community. It was Joe Biden who said poor kids can be just as smart as white kids. And while his words are one thing, his actions take it to a whole new level. In 1994, Biden led the charge on a crime bill that put millions of black Americans behind bars. And now Joe Biden wants to come for your pocketbooks. Unless, of course, you're a blue state millionaire. I'm serious. That's one of their solutions for the pandemic. They want to take more money from your pocket and give it to Manhattan elites and Hollywood moguls so they get a tax break.
What he's talking about is the favorite tax break of some of those coastal elites who are in states with very high state income taxes. And in other words, the question is, one of the things that President Trump's tax reform did, which I think was the fair and wise and smart thing to do, was to say that, look, if New York decides to tax people at a very, very high level, it's not the job of the federal government to give people a refund in what they're paying to New York, because there are a bunch of states that have no state income tax at all and that have much lower tax burdens than New York and California. In any event, Tim Scott spoke most successfully and I think most memorably about his own background and defending America against this charge that we are somehow paralyzed and poisoned and ruined by systemic racism. Listen. Sure. And again, he spoke very directly and movingly about his own family's journey.
And it is critical to paint a full picture of the records of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Joe Biden said if a black man didn't vote for him, he would. We must focus on the promise of the American journey. I know that journey well. My grandfather's 99th birthday would have been tomorrow. Growing up, he had to cross the street if a white person was coming. He suffered the indignity of being forced out of school as a third grader to pick cotton, and he never learned to read or write. Yet, he lived long enough to see his grandson become the first African-American to be elected to both the United States House and the United States Senate in the history of this country. Our family went from cotton to Congress in one lifetime. And that's why I believe the next American century can be better than the last.
And that's Senator Tim Scott speaking last night. He's also noteworthy because when it came to police reform, he had hammered out a bill which the Democrats wouldn't even allow a vote on. And that's, again, I think a very, very important point and sensitivity for the Republican Party. Look, with the speeches by Tim Scott and by Nikki Haley, yes, a lot of people were talking about looking at the future of the Republican Party and who's going to be a candidate, who's going to be a nominee. What I think was really the strongest element of the convention was introducing a bunch of people that most Americans had not heard of, who are not potential presidential candidates. And they gave a series of storytelling speeches about their own situation that were extraordinarily good. And now one of them is somebody everybody's heard of, but not in the political context, Herschel Walker, the great football star. Natalie Harp, who was a cancer survivor. And Vernon Jones, who was remarkably effective speaking as a Democrat. I've been wondering during the Democratic convention, they had a bunch of Republicans who spoke there. So what is it that Vernon Jones said? He's elected as a Democrat to the Georgia State Legislature. He's now ardently supporting President Trump. We will get to that and more. And Nikki Haley's much praised speech, that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you insane?
I don't think so.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is some more information about the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin that has provoked all kinds of violence across the country. And there are two things just in the item of news that it seems to me are very much worth covering. One is, in talking about some of the violent results of the shooting of Jacob Blake, the CNN was running a Chiron as they were broadcasting. Wolf Blitzer was up there on screen, and they ran a Chiron that said 8 p.m. curfew ordered after violent protests over police shooting of unarmed black man in Wisconsin. Perfectly fair. 8 p.m. curfew ordered after violent protests over police shooting of unarmed black man in Wisconsin. 15 seconds later, after that Chiron appeared, they took it off and they replaced it with a Chiron that said 8 p.m. curfew ordered after protests over police shooting, taking out the adjective violent. Okay, they burned a car dealership. They were struggling with police. How is it not violent? What is that in terms of media policies? And then there's this, and this was actually collected by a Business Insider, but they're forwarding some of the reporting done by the Chicago Tribune. They write, though it's unclear what prompted Sunday's encounter with the police, and by the way, it does look like Jacob Blake is going to survive. There are reports that he is, at least for the time being, and God willing, it is temporary, paralyzed from the waist down. But it's a terrible shooting. He was wounded at least 7 times. And it says, though it's unclear what prompted Sunday's encounter with the police, there was an active arrest warrant in Blake's name at the time of the shooting, the Chicago Tribune reported. Court records indicate Blake had been charged on July 6th with third-degree sexual assault, trespassing, and disorderly conduct in connection with domestic abuse on July 6th. And, again, does that mean that there is any excuse or reason that he should be shot when he is unarmed, apparently? Of course not. And he was shot in front of 3 of his kids. The reports are that he had 6 children. He should not, of course. And there is a full investigation. The police officers involved have been suspended. But before this entire matter goes out to the public, I do think it's important for that public to receive some full information about what the struggle was about that led to his tragic and awful shooting. Meanwhile, at the Republican convention, one of the big advantages of the Republican convention, as I mentioned, was that there was strong support for the idea that America is a country that has always had a problem with racism, but that we have dealt with it, that we are making progress. That, as Tim Scott said so eloquently, and it's a great phrase, he said, no, we're not completely happy with where we are, but thank God Almighty, he said, we are not where we were. And Nikki Haley made the same kind of point, attacking the political correctness that decries America as a hopelessly racist country. Her speech, which was right before Senator Scott, was, a lot of people felt, a preview of a potential presidential campaign in 2024. Here's Ambassador Haley.
He knows that political correctness and cancel culture are dangerous and just plain wrong. In much of the Democratic Party, it's now fashionable to say that America is racist. That is a lie. America is not a racist country. This is personal for me. I am the proud daughter of Indian immigrants. They came to America and settled in a small southern town. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari.
I was a brown girl in a black and white world. We faced discrimination and hardship, but my parents never gave in to grievance and hate. My mom built a successful business. My dad taught 30 years at a historically black college. And the people of South Carolina chose me as their first minority and first female governor.
She went on to talk about America as a work in progress. Listen.
America is a story that's a work in progress. Now is the time to build on that progress and make America even freer, fairer, and better for everyone. That's why it's so tragic to see so much of the Democratic Party turning a blind eye towards riots and rage. The American people know we can do better. And of course we value and respect every black life. The black cops who've been shot in the line of duty, they matter. The black small business owners who've watched their life's work go up in flames, they matter. The black kids who've been gunned down on the playground, their lives matter too.
Okay, this is profoundly important. And it's not just important for the Republican Party, it's important for the country. And the idea that Governor Haley is speaking that way, she also spoke about how as governor, she was responsible after the horrible, horrible church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, how she was the one who led the response to that shooting, where the people who were killed during Bible study, the members of the church profoundly demonstrated Christian forbearance and forgiveness by forgiving the evil shooter who mowed them down. But after, in the aftermath of all of that, remember President Obama came down to Charleston. He actually sang Amazing Grace at a memorial service. And Nikki Haley, Republican governor of South Carolina, first non-white governor of South Carolina, actually led the fight to remove the Confederate battle flag from the state capitol. That was a step forward. More steps forward, maybe even on medical care. How do you even begin understanding this complex political and economic and, for many people, personal issue? We'll be speaking with Dr. Roger Stark coming up on the MedVed Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jacob Blake, the man shot by police officers in Wisconsin on Sunday, is paralyzed from the waist down. The officers involved were placed on administrative leave, and peaceful protests began yesterday, but things again turned violent, and looting and rioting began once again late last night. Kenosha business owner Elijah Schaefer surveying the damage of his business after the riots.
What I see, I was not prepared for. I knew it was going to be a disaster, but I didn't know what a disaster looked like until I saw it.
More than 500,000 people in Texas and Louisiana are being told to evacuate before Hurricane Laura's arrival. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown saying the weather is still nice in his city, so this is a day for everyone to be prepared to get out. Laura is expected to pick up speed and make landfall tomorrow night as a Category 3 hurricane. USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It is a pleasure to welcome back the Washington Policy Center as a sponsor to our show. You can click on the banner at our homepage for more information. And one of the distinguished scholars who has worked for years with the Washington Policy Center is Dr. Roger Stark, who has written a new book, has written several books about healthcare policy. But right now, he has a brand new book called Healthcare Policy Simplified, Understanding a Complex Issue. And I greatly appreciate your joining us, Dr. Stark. And it is such a complex issue, particularly in the way it impacts the current crisis. Do you believe that there are aspects of the coronavirus crisis and the response to COVID-19 that highlight some shortcomings or challenges in the American healthcare system?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the biggest problems that we had, especially early on, was the lack of response of our public health system. And this is something that's been going on for two or three or four decades now, is underfunding of what should be a priority of government, literally public health. We've been spending all of this money, federal tax dollars, state tax dollars, on the entitlements, and we have neglected the really critical thing here, which is looking out for the flu, looking out for viral pandemics and so forth. And we really got caught out in February and March simply because we were not ramped up and ready to go. I think that's probably the biggest deficit that we've seen with this whole pandemic, and it was right from the start of this whole thing.
And this, as you say, has been going on for quite a while. Perhaps there will be some action in that regard. And one of the things you talk about is the fact that there has been very little action in actually reforming healthcare in the country because it is such an amazingly complicated issue. Your book, Healthcare Policy Simplified, what is the first step to actually getting hold of this issue so that people can deal with it in political discourse and just in their personal lives?
Well, at the end of the day, healthcare is simply an economic activity. Now, having said that, it is the most personal economic activity that we have between a patient and a doctor, between a patient and a hospital setting, and so forth. And so what we have to do if we're going to increase access and decrease costs is we have to put patients in charge of their own healthcare dollars and their own healthcare decisions. Over 85% of healthcare in this country is paid for by a third party, whether it's our employers or whether it's the federal government or state governments through Medicaid, Medicare, and now Obamacare. What we have to do is allow patients to control their own health care dollars and eliminate or drastically decrease this intervention of third-party payers. And there are historic reasons for that that we go into in the book. But we've got to roll this back. We've got to allow individuals, for example, to take the same kind of tax deductions that employers take now. We need to reform the insurance industry so that they can offer the kinds of insurance products that people want, that they can use, and that they can need. And then, obviously, we need reform to Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare, and we need to make them, if we're going to leave them in place, we need to seriously reform them so that they can be there for future generations. So those are simply some of the kinds of things. And we go over that in detail in the book, Michael, and really lay out the entire reform plan.
And I know that you have, and the book, again, is called Healthcare Policy Simplified. You can find it at our website if you click on the banner for WPC, the Washington Policy Center. What do you say to people who say, I don't want to take more control of my health care because it's going to end up costing me more and I'm confused by all the details of it? How can you reassure people that that model will actually work better for them?
Well, if we look at the fundamental here is everyone, every American has had some sort of interaction with our healthcare delivery system, but it's been a very, very small piece. And the vast majority of the remaining part of the healthcare system is sort of a big black box, a big unknown. And in the book, what we try and do then is to simplify this so that people can understand and get a really good idea of what the entire healthcare system is. Now, what fundamentally, at the end of the day, what we would like to do, having mentioned that it's an economic activity, what we would like to do is make patients as consumers of healthcare, and so they can shop for the appropriate healthcare with their doctor's help, obviously, and the appropriate insurance policy, the appropriate drugs, and so forth. Now, I stand up in front of groups and will say that, and people say, well, we're not smart enough to know everything about the healthcare delivery system. Well, yes, Americans are. They're the greatest consumers in the world, and we can shop for food, we can shop for clothing, for housing, we can shop for refrigerators, automobiles. Obviously, healthcare is different than those activities, but like I say, at the end of the day, it's an economic activity, and Americans can get this figured out. So I have every confidence in the world that we would be better off relying on the American public, the American individual, rather than more government intervention.
And so I know that Scott Walker, the former governor of Wisconsin, in endorsing your book, Healthcare Policy Simplified, points out, and I think it's profoundly true, most Americans know more about their cell phone plan and how to pay for it and what you're paying for than they know about their health care protection. And yet the health care protection costs a lot more. If there's one step that our politicians could take in the right direction, what would be the most important step moving in the direction of more patient control?
Well, I think we have to go back to looking at the third-party payer. If people are responsible from a financial standpoint for their own health care, not their employers or not the federal government being responsible financially for their health plans, people will learn about them and they will understand them just like they do with their cell phone plans. And so, again, it's rolling back employer-paid health benefits. I mean, if you think about this, Michael, whether you believe that health care is a right or not, we can all agree that health care is a necessity of life. But so are things like food and shelter, clothing. And if you think about this, our employers do not pay for food, shelter, and clothing. We shop for those. We're savvy consumers. And healthcare should be in that same category. So what I would do is roll back the tax provisions that employers now take. I would give those to individuals. And then again, like I say, reforming the insurance industry would be huge, and promoting things like health savings accounts and things like that.
And again, the health savings accounts, which the Obama administration was very harsh on, were before that and still are very popular and deservedly so with the American people. So should this book be. It is called Healthcare Policy Simplified. Medical analyst Dr. Roger Stark with the Washington Policy Center. Go to our website to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for WPC. We will be right back, more with some challenges to the convention last night coming up.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there were so many aspects of the convention presentation that were successful last night that it's easy to forget about the way the convention kicked off in the morning. Actually, it was the afternoon. It was morning our time, but afternoon in terms of the East Coast in Charlotte, North Carolina, where President Trump had made a surprise appearance at the convention site, where there wasn't a huge crowd of delegates. There were 336 of them who turned out and cast their votes and voted unanimously to nominate President Trump. And then he gave an impromptu speech that lasted nearly an hour afterward. And that speech was interrupted, and it wasn't just by CNN. It was interrupted by a number of other networks that would usually carry a president's speech. The New York Times has an article about this today by Michael Grinbaum. And the article says producers are trying to balance the right of voters to hear directly from their president while preventing misinformation from spreading unchecked on their channels to millions of viewers. The president's allies say that Mr. Trump deserves the same deference as past presidents, and any intervention on the network's part is a sign of editorial bias. I do think that it is, and it very clearly is. Now, do I think that what President Trump did yesterday by going on and on and on for about 20 minutes about mail-in voting, do I think that was a worthwhile investment of the president's time and his ability to speak to the American public? No, it was ridiculous. However, it is outrageous for the networks to take it upon themselves to say so. They can say so afterward. They all have opinion programs. The editorialists can say so afterward. And I know it's the old Mark Twain line that a lie can spread halfway around the world before truth even pulls on its boots and gets out of bed. Okay, that's true. However, he is the president. And there was none of this fact-checking or cutting away from the president's comments for Vice President Biden. Now, you can say he didn't speak for a full hour. He just had one 20-minute address that he delivered. But at no part of the Democratic convention did they interrupt for corrections. They did several times last night. And I was watching on various networks, on MSNBC, on NBC itself, and with Rachel Maddow, not just the president, coming on and saying, well, that's not true, and that's not true. And meanwhile, they were missing some of the other live speeches. Now, look, you don't have to believe that that everything that was said at the convention was accurate, to believe that this is outrageous. And Chris Cuomo, not the governor, his brother, the governor's brother, talked about why CNN does not fact-check Democrats, but they do fact-check President Trump, and even interrupt him in mid-speech if he says something that they disagree with. Here's Chris Cuomo.
Well, who are people, what are people going to believe? We'll see who makes the better case. And, yeah, you can fact-check it to death. We could fact-check this convention all night. People who are saying you didn't fact-check the Democrats, they are not lying the way Trump does.
Yeah.
Do politicians lie?
Yes.
Of course. Do both parties engage in it? Yes, I'll give you the full guilfoyle.
Yeah.
But not like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody lies the way this man does, has, and will that I've ever seen in politics.
Yeah.
So he's lying to you.
He's lying. He's lying. And it's
and these people are all his echo.
Okay. Again, this is all opinion. And the idea, in other words, when one of the things that they did, listen to this, because as the president spoke in Charlotte on Monday, shortly after delegates formally nominated him, a hodgepodge of journalistic strategies emerged. CNN took the most drastic approach, cutting away from Mr. Trump. We covered that yesterday. In the middle of his remarks to the Republican delegates, this is a sad thing to say, said anchor John King, but a lot of what you just heard from the President of the United States is wrong, misleading, and outright lies. Wrong, misleading, and outright lies, he repeated. CBS also interrupted Mr. Trump with an analysis from the correspondent Major Garrett. MSNBC carried the entirety of Mr. Trump's speech live, opting for real-time analysis and on-screen graphics. When the president asserted that only a fraudulent election could result in his defeat in November, a caption read, "Without evidence, President Trump claims he will only lose election if it is rigged." Okay, people can make their own judgment that he is not submitting any evidence. Because that, of course, he's predicting something. And yet it's a matter of opinion. And he should be entitled to his opinion without media sources. This is very, very destructive for our whole political process. Because, for goodness sake, the Democrats will and should and must have an opportunity to answer President Trump. And I understand, and I mentioned this yesterday, I understand what some of the network executives are going through. What they're going through is a widespread belief that they handed the election to Trump last time by covering all of his rallies and his speeches, which they did not because they felt an obligation to do it, but because it's great ratings. People tuned into it. And is it appropriate to fact check him after he speaks? It is absolutely. And we will report some of that. And I think it shows a good strategy when you have the New York Times and Associated Press and the Washington Post most effectively fact-checking Biden. Good for them. That should happen. But not when it comes to interrupting a presidential candidate when he is speaking. The for instance, Nikki Haley said this, and I can imagine that there are people who would want to fact-check this or give some kind of answer. But I don't believe that any of the networks interrupted her. This is clip five, Jeremy, where basically Governor Haley, Ambassador Haley, launched a pretty strong attack against Joe Biden. Listen.
A Biden-Harris administration would be much, much worse. Last time, Joe's boss was Obama. This time, it would be Pelosi, Sanders, and the squad. Their vision for America is socialism, and we know that socialism has failed everywhere. They want to tell Americans how to live and what to think. They want a government takeover of health care. They want to ban fracking and kill millions of jobs. They want massive tax hikes on working families. Joe Biden and the socialist left would be a disaster for our economy. A Biden-Harris administration would be...
Okay, that's Governor Haley speaking last night. Now, look, you could say that one of the things she's doing, and it's very sort of artful but tricky there, is she is conflating Joe Biden. Joe Biden is not for a ban on fracking. That is simply not true. He is not for defunding the police. He has made that clear. The squad and Bernie Sanders very much are. So when she says his bosses would be Pelosi, Sanders, and the squad, they are lumping together all the more radical views of some of those progressive fringe elements in the Democratic Party with the views of the nominee. But say that after the speech. Give the Republicans a chance to have their convention just as the Democrats had theirs. We spoke yesterday about how the Washington Post fact-checked Joe Biden on him saying, which he has said repeatedly, that regarding Charlottesville, President Trump said there were fine people, very fine people on both sides. It was, as the Post acknowledged, more complicated than that. Part of all this will become more clear as the candidates stake out clear positions and they confront one another in debates, because that is one of the advantages of debates, even with the lame format that we tend to have right now. Obviously, I have written about and thought about a good deal how different the famous Lincoln-Douglas debates were. And they were spellbinding. They attracted 30,000 people listening to two candidates speak for the U.S. Senate in 1858 in Illinois with no microphone. And they had opening statements of a half hour, and then a central statement of 90 minutes, and then a concluding statement of another half hour. Actually, opening statement of an hour, then 90 minutes, then another half hour. We don't have that kind of time, but we do have much more to cover. Also, new segregation policies enforced by a liberal university. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from C Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. C Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have C Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at ccrane.com/booster. That's ccrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.